Are you sick of seeing trash all over the roads, especially on the Missouri side of the state line and especially in parts of Jackson County? Well, somebody's trying to do something about that because there's a lot of finger pointing going on amongst the politicians, right? You've got the state pointing at the county. You've got the city officials pointing at the state. And it's just, it's crazy what's happening. And I know a lot of you, especially on the Missouri side, have reached out and complained about this over the last several months. So there's somebody who's actually trying to do something about this. Corey LeMaster is joining us on KCMO. Corey, before we get to why things have gotten so bad, what are you doing? What do you want the people to know about what you are organizing coming up next month?
Yes. Hey, good morning, everyone. Corey LeMaster here. I've recently started an organization called Summit Eco Warriors, and the main thing that I want to resolve is the amount of litter that is all over our streets and highways throughout all of Kansas City. Mm-hmm. You know, I've started this effort in March of last year. I had a life-changing experience happen in my life in November of 2021. My wife lost her mom to a brain aneurysm that was very unexpected, and when that happened, it really hit me, like, now's the time. I just want to do something. I've always wanted to be a leader in the community, inspire the youth, inspire people to just be better and come together as a community. And I just noticed that the trash issue was a huge issue. Environment's always important to me, plus I have always taken pride in where I live, and as I was looking around the city, the litter issue was just becoming a bigger and bigger issue. And here we are now a year later, and it's not getting any better.
No, it's only getting worse. So, okay, so when it comes to who you've reached out to, I know you've talked to MoDOT. I know that you've talked to local mayors. You've tried to reach out to state officials, and you've gotten nowhere with this, right?
Yeah, it's been a challenge. So some people have been more responding than others. I actually had the Lee Summit mayor join me in a cleanup effort in April of last year. And I did that for two reasons. One, I wanted to make him aware of the issue. And two, to show him that I wanted to be part of the solution. I just wasn't an individual that was complaining about the issue. I wanted to be part of the solution. I've had numerous conversations with MoDOT since early 2022, constantly having conversations with him about the issue, trying to learn how it became an issue. Because, you know, Kansas City has always been a clean city. My wife and I travel quite a bit, and when we go around, we always say, wow, Kansas City is like a hidden gem. You know, the people are great. The city is clean. It's growing. It just always seems to be doing well. But that same thing cannot be said, and it really cannot be said for the last 2 years. It's honestly gotten to a point where it's embarrassing to have people out of town come to our city.
Well, Corey LeMaster is on KCMO. So, Corey, it's a good cause that you're doing at the grassroots level. Let people know how they can find the dates that you're doing these cleanups and what exactly you've got planned on this front. Where can they find all this information?
Yes. So I have a website. It's called SummitEcoWarriors.com. I've got my first cleanup event scheduled for April 15th. The cleanup will begin at 9 a.m. It'll go for a couple of hours. I've got the main focus will be highways 470 and 50 through Lee Summit. I'm hoping to have 1,000 volunteers. If you go to that website, all the event details are there, and there is a sign-up form. And I will be finalizing plans, and we'll reach back out to you probably 2 weeks out to finalize all the details and let you know what areas to clean up and who your leader of your section will be.
All right, Corey, congratulations. Well done on this, and way to get this thing off the ground, my man. Appreciate the time. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thank you for having me, Pete.
You bet. Corey LeMaster, good to have him on the show on KCMO Talk Radio. I like stories like that because it's people who are actually doing something about the issues that they see. Now, it's sad that you pay taxes, you pay property taxes, and the city and the state and the county can't do anything about just like keeping trash off the roads, and they all point fingers at each other. It's sad that it's gotten to this point that your taxes can't even keep your streets cleaned, But I'll also give credit to the guy for saying, you know what, I'm going to be part of the solution instead of just complaining about it, John.
There you go. Exactly. It begins with me, the person in the mirror. Now, one thing I've seen now, we've gone to trash trucks that have the unit that will lift it up and dump it into the top. That way the driver doesn't get out. You've got one guy on a truck.
Correct. I suppose
that's more economical. All right. But when you don't bag your trash and they flip that thing upside down on a windy day, they're not dropping the whole thing into the truck. They're tipping it over. I see stuff blow out in our neighborhood all the time from people who've just, I'll just clean my car and throw all the McDonald's wrappers in there.
Oh.
You know, so it starts there.
Yes.
Right? It's not just people driving along and chucking crap out of their windows on the highway. It's blowing around from other places.
That's a good point.
Secondarily, some of these trucks, I've seen it blow out of the top of trucks on the windy day on the highway. So we've got the individual user. We've got the transfer person involved as well. It's everybody. So don't point a finger at someone else.
And if you want to be part of the solution.
Just like Corey.
Yes, be part of the solution with Corey. SummitEcoWarriors.com is the site. Somebody on the team here at Cumulus Kansas City alerted me to what he was doing, and I said, you know what? That's a pretty good cause. I can get behind that. I can give the guy a couple of minutes and talk about what he's got going on. And he's putting his money where his mouth is. He's built a website to support it, and he's trying to get people involved. So credit to him for doing that and for being a part of it.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit. And you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.
There's a lot of people that won't do that.
I'm putting the website on the social medias now so
All right.
We can find it.
Mark will put it up on Twitter and Facebook on the KCMO Talk Radio pages. So good for him.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show. Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville? Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Let's see. Good for my career. Send me to rehab, though. So that's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.